Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, my friends and Americans. You know, I've often thought to myself, when we elected, or you, maybe you didn't, you know, but we ended up with him. And it was bad enough we elected them the first time, but we got cursed on the second time. And that's where we are today. We're afraid to speak up, afraid to speak our minds, and all hell's breaking loose. And we can still stop it, but I need to purchase time on radio stations more than we have now. I remember a time when America was just a beautiful place, except where the South was, and they took care of that. But then the South, people of the South, I call them communists, but they have a name, they have a political party, Democrats. You know, the Democrats now control and enslave black Americans in the inner cities and make them unhappy and blame their unhappiness on people who work, etc., etc. It's got a vent somewhere. He rises to give a sense of worth to the worthless, and then the worthless, the more you give a worthless person, the more worthless he becomes. But he can't turn upon the person that's giving him and seeming to love him, whether it's military or, you know, politically or personally. And I'm going to be talking about that tonight. You know, it's so easy to listen to these stations, not stations, but yes, the videos. You know, I watch, you know, the news, and they talk about everything except what causes it. And what causes us to become degenerate? Yes, because the nation itself, not all, of course, but a big percentage of us are mentally upside down, mostly to the left and some to the right, you know, phony Christians. I just want to say quickly, well, I don't want to say it quickly and run, so just let me say it not so quickly. This is a Christian station, a nation, I should say. The devil made me say that. And that's what it is. And you let the president say this is not a Christian nation anymore, and there wasn't a hue and cry. God, this is a curse. We can change this curse in time. But you know everything is timing. And you ain't got much time. So I will continue in my regular course of showing you where you are wrong. And that wrong is manipulated. So to the degree you are wrong, separated from your common sense, or thinking you have common sense because you learn verses and chapters of Judaism or whatever it is, and Christianity, but you cannot be a real saved Jew. I'm a saved Jewish person. You see, Jew means is a race as well as a faith. So you can not believe in Moses or anything like that. Don't believe any of the religions, still be Jewish. See, but also can be a religion. And that religion gave birth to the savior of this country. And to cut a long story short, then you developed Christianity because Jesus was born Jewish, and he still is. And so therefore, you're being attacked because these scoundrels overseas, the murderers and the killers, they hate the beauty of what has happened to Judaism. It's sort of blossomed into transcending verses and chapters, transcending human, mortal, carnal proprieties. See? And that's what I represent. And that's what I'm going to try to bring you back to, not just verses and chapters, with your minister in the way. To be born-again Jewish people, be born into you. Christians are... I'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
I see that... I'm talking about to my producer. He keeps playing music when I'm trying to say something. Okay, now here I am. I'm Roy Masters, and I tried to say a few minutes ago, couldn't find the words, but you Christians understand that you're a part of Jewish Judaism because Jewish people, according to the scriptures, and I believe that, is the salvation of the world. And that's Jesus. It produced a person called Jesus, and he's Jewish. So you have to consider yourself as sort of blended in into Judaism to be a real Christian. But Christianity is different in a sense. The Jesus aspect of Judaism transcends the scribes and Pharisees. Authority, mortal authority, and carnal authority, which has always kept them as slaves. And you're going to be a slave the same way if you don't understand for yourself, without somebody telling you, that anything that's in the scripture, the Christian scripture, what you call Christian scripture, is a Jewish man with Jewish followers. And I'm one of them. But the difference between Judaism and what has become Christianity, and it's still Judaism, salvation is from the Jews, right? So he's Jewish. But in his salvation, he transcends verses and chapters for a special reason, because you don't need them anymore. I keep talking to you. Before I start my program, I want to tell you, in case you haven't heard this, when I was 7 years old, I go to Friday night, you know, like a school, Jewish school, to learn the Ten Commandments and blah, blah, black sheep, have you any wool, that kind of thing. And the rabbi was saying, you shall love the Lord thy God, blah, blah, blah. Then it comes to things I could understand better. I said, I didn't mind that. That's okay with me. I was 7 years old. And then he says, you shall not commit murder. And you should not steal. Well, I understood those things right away. So I said, hey, just a minute. And teacher, I was polite. I said, why are you telling me this? He says, well, if I didn't tell you, you wouldn't know. I said, how do I know? Well, I don't know how to say that now. I forgot. It was a great story, but it broke down in the middle. But how do I know you're right? Yes. So if I don't know anything, how do I know that you're right? with anything. And he got so angry. I never forget his face. It was in my face, and he was red as a turnip. And is this turnip red? I can't remember. Beetroot. That's it. That was the color. And he was angry because I could see it for myself. You can't tell me. I can see this for myself. What are you telling me for? This is ridiculous. Thou shalt not kill, murder. Wait, I know. It's common sense. With the whole, everything Jesus speaks of is common sense. He was born with common sense, and we were born with common sense too, except the world around us, you know, the world around us, and less America than any other place, but now it's becoming a, you know, like the other places, cursed. And we can be retrieved from that curse if you could understand how you are being cursed and how you're being taken down and how you had to be demoralized first. And that's where you have a demoralized nation. Well, not everybody's demoralized, but all too many are. So now I'm going to say, all of you who love me, you support me financially. I'll go into that later. But now you have a formidable adversary in your midst, that a big percentage of Americans are left. And the border is open to bring more people in that are not Americans and don't understand the American way and just will come in for the security and the monies and the advantages they get as if they were, you know, entitled. And we can't allow that at all. But you Christians need to speak up. You need to speak up while you still have a semblance of freedom. The trouble is, a lot of Christians don't like me because I am, how can I say it? Because I understand these things without having to go to school. I didn't have to go to Jewish school, whatever you want to call it. I don't have to go to church. I know it when I read it. I say, oh, that makes sense. Oh, that makes sense. And I close the book. And I pick it up one day and read it. That makes sense. I know that. Oh, I never saw that before. I say, yeah, that's, but I could see it. The Bible talks to me. I don't need a mouth. Now, you might say, I don't need your mouth. I can always see you say, some of you saying that. But I want to share something with you that nobody else can. I don't think there's a person on earth. And if there was, he doesn't have a big radio program. And it's not big enough to do the job. That's why I want you to support me this Christmas, really, with your as much as donations as you can. But I'll come to that later on if you don't mind. So I'm going to talk to you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to call America the Soviet States of America. Or the hypnotic states of Americans, because you're living in a hypnotic state. And you have a very clear hypnotic state. You're living in it. It's called, politically correct. Politically correct is not correct. If you're politically correct, and even if you know about political correctness and sort of laugh at it or make fun of it, or talk about it, that if you don't speak up, it means you still are politically correct. And therefore you would lose your country. It's time for you to forget your drugs, your alcohol, because all these things, all the misery and suffering you have, comes from just little things. Ladies and gentlemen, if you will stay with me on my subject, the subject I choose, or it comes from me, welling up from my inside somewhere, you will be following the root of most of your problems, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your drug-addicted children, the arguments you had with your wife and husband the night before. That's what it all is, but it goes further. It's typical warfare, and it's the kind of warfare that is duplicated with politics. There's a political form of what you do to each other. And we'll come to that in just a minute. 800-866-8883. Now, I'm not terribly interested in politics. But I do want to explain how your brain has worked over, how it's been displaced and you don't notice it. Or you notice it with somebody else, but you don't notice it yourself. See? You don't see it. You make an excuse. How many people make an excuse? Come on, tell me. Who's listening to me? Tell me one person. One person, please call me and tell me I don't make an excuse. Just put my hand up. See? I'm the only one. I got my hand up. Okay. Put it down. I don't make an excuse because excuses is lies. Something's lying to you or you're lying to yourself. But why would you want to lie to yourself? We'll come to that. You don't want to face the truth, but really, you don't want to face the truth? Yes. If you're making an excuse, you don't want to face the truth. You've invented your own truth. Johnny made me do it. Or you project your problems. Or you make judgments on people, etc. We're going to come to that. But all of that that I just mentioned is in the mind of you. You have no idea how destructive it is. But no idea. But that is that stuff that goes on. I just told you. There was just a few things I said. It's the root of hell on this earth. And the bad guys are watching. And the bad guys within us. We've had several generations where we've been demoralized our children. And we've had broken families. And the kids were subject to the culture. And God help us. It's easy to turn. I warned you over the years that it is possible for children to turn around and kill their fathers and mothers. And some of you bloody well deserve it, if you don't mind me saying so. But never mind, you were born innocent, and you probably didn't know what you were doing wrong when you were roughing up your kids. You know, I tell everybody who has got troubles, I said, you're just going to have to understand what it means to honor your mother and father. And what's it mean? But if my mother and father are no damn good, why should I honor them? No, it's not about that. You see, because they weren't born that way. They were born the same way as you do with common sense, and someone took the common sense away and put some uncommon sense in them, and they don't know the difference. They think the uncommon sense is sense. Okay. So, I'm going to do a program in a very different way than any other talk show host. I know how your brain works. And so do the sly buggers called communists. I understand them, and I've got radio program. I've got 85 stations, which is not enough. I have to pay to be on the station. Therefore, I need it from you. I need some money from you, please, if you don't mind. You know, if not you, when, you know. You know, it's 63 cents a day. If you consider 63 cents a day is 1995, $19.95 is really $20. But it sounds better. See, it sounds much better. So that's 63 cents a day. Can you spare 63 cents a day for yours truly? Because I know how to help this country, because you need to understand what's wrong with you, because they're fiddling with that wrong. They're fiddling with it. I know exactly how to fiddle people. That's my skills. But at the same time, I'm not a bad guy. I have a heart, and I could be immensely rich. Just like the buggers up there at the White House and rich people who have no values and virtues and lie and steal and cheat and play games with your mind. My thing is I got to understand the mind of people. The same way the wicked ones have learned over the centuries. Do you know that in the last 10,000 years, according to statistics, whatever you want to believe it or not, is only 1% of the human race has ever had freedom. And as quickly as we achieve it, we throw it away. And we don't see ourselves throwing it away. Somebody else is getting us to throw ourselves away. So, here's my number. In my office number, if you want to donate, please call 800-877-3227. And you can call now if you want to, because there's somebody in the office, just one person. So if it's busy, you call again a little later. She's going to be there till 11 midnight, 11 to, every night, Monday through Friday, till midnight, West Coast time. 800-866-8883. Would you like to tackle me? And because I'm going to continue sharing with you what you need to know to stand up to evil and win. Okay, so this is the point, maybe. I have to admit something. I have a weakness. And I'm sort of robbing you in some way, robbing you of grace. I don't like to ask for money. I feel embarrassed, you know. And it's awkward for me. It's painful. The question is, should I ask you? The answer is yes. I need the courage to tell you, if I help you, why don't you pay it forward? If you haven't, I haven't done my job, and I'm robbing, in a manner of speaking, by not... Listen, I talk to you all about your faults. I'm talking to you about my faults. And my fault is this, is what I just said. And so therefore, in my agony or pain, it's not that agonizing, but let's call it that for a minute. I've robbed you of grace. I should really remind you more often that if I've helped you, you know, and it's free, you listen, and you call me, I help you. And if you get me in person, I help you. I do lots of things you don't know about. Lots of things I don't know to make this America a better place. But mostly you hear me on this program, trying to show you how your brain, how your mind is being manipulated. And once you understand it, you'll go, oh, I never saw that before. And the minute you start to see it, free. You shall know the truth. Truth sets you free. All right, so now, lots of people listening to me on my program. Let me talk to these scumbags that's listening to my program, and they're judging me. Listen to the difference. Now, if I was them, I would do to you what is being done to you, to intimidate you, lord it over you with my intellect and my degrees, my authority, and mesmerizing you, accepting lies as truth. See, that's it. I know how to do that. I don't want to do that. I just want to tell you the truth, and I just want to tell the truth, and the truth a lot of people don't like. One of your founding fathers, I don't remember, still true. He says, the bravest things you can do is to tell your friend the truth, because he might not want to be your friend anymore. On the other hand, you'll find out who your friend really is, because he appreciates you sacrificing your relationship to love him, to remind him not to run around with other women. Because he might be a little trance. A kind of person like that is kind of caught up in a trance and doesn't see the danger, the outcome of it. He doesn't see it. He's full of pleasure from it, and he draws it. So a friend comes along, and I'm your friend. But now, there are people out there who will be your friends and support what's wrong with you, and never say anything what's wrong with you, but exploit you, and play with you, and you wouldn't know it. It would look like love, and it isn't. It would look like it. It would feel like love. But you see, you don't feel love. You don't feel it. When you have love, you don't know you're loving. And you don't even, you do some things. I love to do my show. I love it. I bring about some good in the world. That's my voice. That's my, I don't know, my life force. But other people get life force because they live in the darkness. And the way they get life is from other people dying to them in many different ways. Whether it's ISIS with the heads chopped off, you get pleasure from that. There's an energy that rises out of that dead body. It's screaming and, please don't do it, bang, head cut off. And so they get pleasure in destroying you. Now, that's what evil does. It wants to destroy you in one way. There's millions of ways to destroy you. And the one in America is the subtle one. And it's taken three generations to come to this state of mind where we are just about going over the cliff and we're throwing away our freedom. I will not stand for that. And I wouldn't choose to stand for it. It's enough. Those scumbags in the White House, they need to be thrown out. Freedom of speech. Let's see what happens to me. Freedom of speech. You sit there and suck your thumb. That's it. Now I said it. Now you support it. Will you please? Or do I have, am I, you know, standing in the place of my own, which I hope not. This is not the history of your country. And people have died for me to say this. That's it. And now I expect you to stand up, and if you're going to die this way, standing up for your country and not putting up with the nonsense that's going up there and not being afraid to say what needs to be said. He is not your president. He's a devil in disguise, rising to the occasion of your needs, like a fake friend, a seductive woman. That's what it is. And you don't know how to say no to him. You know what a father is? A father is only a man if God is in him. And if God is in him, he may not even know yet that God is in him. But the children can tell, because when they're naughty, he doesn't get angry. And when the wife starts doing something silly and spending money when she shouldn't, he gently puts her aside, just, you can't do that. Oh, yes, I can. You know, and there's a fight, but he doesn't get upset, and he holds his ground. I'll give you a good example of that kind of, just for the sake of the point of view. My daughter, Diane, had two kids, one girl and one boy. And so the little boy got very angry. We wanted something. He's very willful, naturally willful. Now, where the willful comes from her. So now how does the willful one that comes from her, because the father wasn't, you know, in the scene for the time being, the willfulness comes from women. And it's up to a man, but also a woman, to stand the ground against willfulness, because it's the will of the world and the will of the Creator. It's juxtaposed with each other. It's a war. But you don't fight war in the typical way. So I'm just going to make something very simple so you can see the point. It's nice and raw, right up to the point. So she says he's crying and crying and crying, and he wants what he's wearing. He's calling me all kinds of names. He's 5 years old, 4 years old, forget what it was. I said, Diane, sit quietly in that room and wait. If it's an hour, 2 hours, 10 hours, just sit quietly and let him vent on you, call you all kinds of names, and let it fly. And still don't move and just wait, be patient. Time will pass very quickly. You won't get bored. I promise you, time changes when you do that. And see what happens. And what happened was, all of a sudden he stopped and he says, "Dad, Mom, I'm sorry. I don't know what got into me." That's how she overcame what was overcoming him. And that's what I'm going to do with you this evening. All right, so you can you make some? No, I think I'll do my own commercials. You see, here I am saying what a weakness I have for not asking you all these years. I do it, but in an awkward way. So I don't want to be awkward right now. if you don't mind. I do the best I can. So I have millions of listeners, but I don't have millions of people thanking me. I know people listen to me for 50 years and don't give me a nickel. And they get benefit from it, but there's a curse on it too. They have to keep on listening to me. See? And then getting irritated because they don't get better, but they like listening to me. But they don't send any money. And they get a little bit better, and then they get a little bit worse, and something happens, and all hell breaks loose. Or they put me on a pedestal and give me too much money. And they give it because they feel guilty for not giving me. That means you've got a conscience, but you need to, if you're going to give something to the foundation of human understanding, do it as an apple tree gives an apple. If it doesn't give fruit, it's not an apple tree. I'm sharing my fruit. I could be rich and famous and notorious. I could control only all of you. I don't mind because I understand how to do it, but I can't do that. I'd rather be a pauper. I'm not a pauper. Don't worry. I have a few properties, and I don't really need you as a person, as an individual. I need you to support my church, and my church is unlike any other church. I'm trying to tell you that your church is you are your church. Know you not that you're the image of the Lord? And the Spirit dwells within. That's it. I want you to be free from me, but support me, just as we'd say, as if to say, I don't need you anymore, Ryan Masters. You've helped me. I'm on my own way. I'm now one of the apostles, so that my very existence will do for others as you've done for me. And you don't have to be religious. If you notice that I have discovered or been given as a gift, and a gift to you. It is the 7-minute meditation, which has no religious connotation in it. It's just an instructions to find a place within you that's called still. And when you are still, you will know everything you need to know for the rest of your life. And you wouldn't need me anymore because you say to people, well, how do you know what you know? I'm saying it because if I don't know, I admit I don't know, and I don't stretch and suffer and struggle to know. I just wait to see. And so I don't rehearse my radio program, my talks. I don't rehearse anything if I'm going to meet somebody. I'm just, because if I rehearse it, maybe it doesn't fit when I get there. And then I'm blabbering all over the place. Must be intuitive. A gift. That's what I want from you. Okay, be right.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
And my little soliloquy, I think that's the right word, soliloquy. I can't quite get it right. But, yeah, it's a tongue twister. Soliloquy, yes, there it is. Thank you. I'm getting old and my tongue doesn't work very good. I'm a little bit more saucy, though. So if it wasn't for that, I should really give you the phone number or the address. How about the address? The phone number to call, and you can call till 11 o'clock every evening, Monday through Friday, West Coast time. There's somebody waiting to take your donation or buy something. There's a volunteer, very, very nice lady. She's retired, and she's worked for me for 14, 15 years. And you should have seen her when she came. And she's a beautiful lady. And she doesn't think she is, but she is. Before she thought she wasn't, if you know what I mean. So, so it's, let me give you the phone number, 800-877-3227. That's a different number, 800-877-3227. You can get it from 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock West Coast time. Every day, but not weekends. Okay. So, where am I? Well, we're going to go now to the website, fhu.com, Foundation of Human Understanding, fhu.com. And get it free and share it with somebody. If it works, pick the person you think it would work with. It doesn't work with everybody. It doesn't work with bad people because the bad people don't like good. And they'll be offended by if you approach them. So you have to be careful who you approach. But now I want to talk. I just want to finish my point of view here, because early in my program, I want to show you how evil is overcome by good. So I dare anybody to call this program and show me where I'm wrong, because that'd be a lot of fun. But it doesn't happen. See, not in 50 years. It doesn't happen for a very special reason, because there's energy in my work. And I don't mean to be, you make that noise like that, like a roaring lion. But there is a roaring lion in me, and I'm 88, almost 88. It's roaring in a different way. See, I want my people back. See, that's what it's saying. Yes, sir. I got a radio show. Thank you for support. That's it. That's asking you for money. That's neat. Where that came from. But anyway, I want to say that anybody, if you're driving in a car and you like my program, and the person next to you said, who's that? That guy's crazy. Well, tell him to call me. But watch it. I'm going to talk to that person sitting in your car or sitting in your house while you listen. Say, this is my house. I want to hear what I said. Well, you listen to him. You know he's this and you know he's that. That's the media done that 50 years. Because they don't go away. Hold a second. I had a cough. No, that's all it was. Now, I'm going to address my attention to the person that's upset already. Now, listen carefully, my friend. It can work two ways. There's two ways to tango. So it takes two to tango, and I know how to tango in that sense. So you're upset with me now, aren't you? That's the very thing you'd want to make me so you can get control of me. That's what you do, is to imitate, irritate. And then possibly, when it's unbearable to people, you may turn around and say, oh, I didn't mean that, but when you did, so now you make a friend of what you put into that kid, to put into that person who reacted to you. But that's wicked. That's really wicked. You want control and to take pleasure in demoralizing people. I get it. But now you're beginning to really bluster, aren't you? All right. Now, I'm not angry. I'm standing up to you, and if you're standing right next to me, I'd do the same thing, even if you had a big knife. I mean that. Now, whatever it is, it'd be appropriate. But this is my opportunity to put something of myself in you. And that something is good. And when you reacted to me, you reacted to the good. And the good's getting turned inside you and tormenting you. It torments you in a good way, where you torment people in a bad way. You only add to the misery that's already somebody put there for them. You're taking advantage of the fact that they do react. Well, I don't. I'm the one that causes reactions. You hear me? Hey, you with a face that doesn't like Jews and Christians, but loves everything else, loves every kind of evil. Try yourself on me just right now. Or come to my seminar and stand up. We got lots of guns, don't worry. I mean it. But we don't need that. I just want you to face me face to face. Or phone to phone. Show me where I'm wrong. You can't. Because you're already reacting. And in a manner of speaking, you're a loser. Well, what you're going to lose if you wake up one morning and say, oh, because there's something, the good in me, it's not me, it's the good in me. And so it could touch the side of you that's really good, that you haven't noticed you're, what a sauerkraut you've been, a sourpuss that you've been. See that? You haven't seen it. So I'm like your dad. I won't put up with the nonsense. You're like my son. You're God's son, really, if you actually, if that little seed I just planted when I yelled at you just now, and you were getting upset just by listening to me anyway, I didn't have to upset you. You just got upset when you heard it. And so it is a, but it gives you this, that little seed has two facets to it. One of them, it will kill you. You'll get worse. Yes, you will. Just a matter of time. Sometimes very quickly. Sometimes a little bit slower. You, there's a thousand ways, thousands and thousands of ways it will kill you quickly. Or you'll wake up one morning and say, you know, why am I angry with Roy Masters? He's just telling me the truth. Why am I angry with him? Now you're beginning to come around to me, and that's where you should, to where I am, and to the me in you. He was always there, except it took a me to remind you that you have him also inside you. Because that's what the epiphany is about, what's making you say, oh, I didn't realize. And you can call me and say, you could be one person that calls me 800-866-8883 and says, I did hate you one time. But somehow I woke up and said, why did I hate him? He didn't do anything wrong. He was just talking on the radio. It's free speech. You understand that? So, but you see, I'm expressing myself. Now, there are times where I don't have to speak up at all. You could be rude and say all kind of manner of cruel things, and I just look at you. I don't have to say anything. I don't have to be on my radio. I don't have to talk to you in person. I just have to look at you without fear, without anger. And that my body language will stop you. And if my body doesn't like to stop you, I've got something special that I won't talk about. 800-866-8883. All right, so the whole world is full of people who will never, never really grasp. Let me say it again. The world is full of people who don't know they're being set up to fail. Politically and personally, many of those who rise to the occasion to your petty needs have the very nature of the person who screwed your mind in the first place. It's a love-hate thing. So it can start with the wicked one or the wickedness in a person can actually disconnect you from your creator that you, with whom you were born. You were born with common sense, but the culture, the corrupted culture of today, thoroughly corrupted, and noble people are getting smaller and smaller and smaller and have to fight for their lives. Is horrible coming. But there's also good people in the bad ones and don't know they're being bad. So it's the people who think they've been deceived that they've got Skyberis of the Bongo. They don't have Skyberis of the Bongo. It's the wickedness of modern medicine, pharmaceuticals. If you look at the pharmaceuticals on the screen, I mean, almost everyone, nearly everyone is giving you a way to make you feel better than you are. Yeah, you may have a little problem, but the point is, if you look at the happiness going on the screen, and everybody feels better because they're taking this drug, it's a drug, it means you're not dealing with the problem. And it begins with smaller things. And then because it makes you feel better, then you've been drugged. You've been literally drugged. But it's legal. And you really feel better. It's not any different, except it's legal. The other one's illegal. But they both have the same effect. And you don't see even there. If you just wait for a minute and look to see what caused you. For example, let me give you a simple example. Now, I really haven't started on my program yet. But there is a commercial, there was at least, for aspirin. And I forget the name of the brand, it doesn't matter. But he's got two of these commercials. One of them is a mother. The other one is a school teacher. And she's impatient with the children. And they're all wild running around. And she's got a Excedrin headache. It's all right. It's Excedrin. That's the commercial. Excedrin headache. But the headache was caused by impatience. No love. There's no love. But then there's no love from Excedrin, who could really say and put themselves out of business. Well, you see, really, what's wrong with you? Just impatient witch. I just make it a little heavier than it needs to be. What do you mean, impatient witch? Well, you do deep down inside, you begin to hate your kids. They're kids. You need to have an authority. Your authority is rude, crude. It's your will that's in them. See? You just can't put up with it anymore. You don't have the love to put up with it. No, when I say love to put up with it, that it means to say you have to put up with it in that sense. You sort of like give in to it. No. You say the kids is enough. Stop. And if you have God's authority, bang, it stops. It doesn't take any energy. When it takes energy is when you're looking for to be important. When you're looking for your kids to teach them and to love them and for them to love you. No, that's the wrong motive. You're not going to be able to teach your kids unless you're very patient. And they can rail away, and they can call you rude names, and you can be very gracious. And they make them ashamed. Something like that. But it's a special kind of thing. It's not something you can do because Roy said it. If you go to my website, FHU.com, FHU.com, get the free, no cost, 7-minute meditation. Get it, please. And try it and watch how magical it is. Be still and know. Would you tell my wife to bring me a glass of water? Your mom. Thank you. All right. That's right. She's my wife and your mother. I get it. He's doing a good job today, David. You do a good job on the radio. You do have your own programs often. You do a good job. I can see that. You chip off the old block. All right. Let me see. What am I doing here? I'm here just to ask you to become a better American. I want you to become, if you're Jewish, if you're Christian, give up the verses and chapters. You've read it and to stop reciting it and being able to recite the whole Bible, and everybody applauds. Oh, it's wonderful, but he knows the whole Bible. The knowledge of good displaces the spirit of good. The knowledge of good and evil was at the very heart of hell. They're both bad. So it doesn't mean to say study, you know, study is bad, but there's a tendency for you to think that if you got the words, you got the music. Don't. So read your Bible and forget your preacher. Forget him. Put him out of your mind. You're out of your mind if you're going to go to church and listen to some person that gives you a lecture every week. You want to listen to the still small voice within inside you. And you never know what's going to happen next. You never know what you're going to see next. And you never know what the next epiphany is. An epiphany is sometimes something is millions of times more powerful than the explanation of the word or the sentence. See that? As you're listening to me, I'm not preaching to you anything. I'm trying to get you to be still and know it for yourself. But where is be still? Where is it? Where is Jesus? Where is God? He's in you. Okay, well, where is he? I can't find him. I've still got anxiety and fears. So what am I going to do? I'm going to have to take those pills, the medicine. The more medicine I take, the worse I get. The worse I get, the more medicine you need. And that's how you're going to be caught up legally. Both legally and illegally. They're both as bad. Now, every now and then you need to take medicine. I get it. It's right. It should be rare. It should be, yes, you should realize that you, the colds you get are immune systems not working right because you're angry and upset about things. We'll get to that in a minute. We'll go.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Well, let me just set up the next hour. I'm Roy Masters. I'll just read three lines, and then I want to go into the subject. I wrote it down to remember it. The whole world is full of people who never know that they're being set up to fail. Politically and personally, many of those who use the occasion to exploit your petty needs have the same nature as those who screwed your mind in the first place. In other words, if your mother was an appeaser, if your mother was an appeaser, and you didn't rebel, but you needed approval, and your whole life needed approval for what you do, and then you'll find that you will draw the wrong kind of people towards you always, and you become a slave of them, as you would have been for a slave of your mother that you ran away from, or didn't run away from, and she's still there, and she's 90 years old, and you're still trying to please her, and she's sucking the life out of you. And you're both, basically both dead. See, but anyway, I said, ladies and gentlemen, it'd be a great mistake now. I'm going to be talking to you after the break about Lenin, the father of communism. And he said that it would be a great mistake to think that concession means peace, meaning giving in, go along, which is what you are doing, Americans. My American friends, you're going along to get along with Obama. And you've given him the power to do it. And the more you give him more power, the more you give in, the more power you give him to do it to again and again and to multiply the cruelties. You're giving him power by being shut down, by going along, and then taking it out on your wife and your children. That's what's happening. He's a bully, but you can't stand up to that bully because there's millions of people still, you know, he rises to the occasion of millions of people who are mentally sick. But they're like ISIS. People on welfare are like ISIS. They could be used. They could be motivated. Obama can take that dissatisfaction they feel from him giving, and then taxing us so he can take from us and give more. There's a point where they want more, and he hasn't got any more to give, and they will turn on him, or he will turn them on us. That's how it works. That's how it works. The whole multitude will turn on you, and you have to learn that you're seeing it. What is it, black man? What is that thing with that slogan? David, what is the slogan of black men? What is the slogan they mark? Are you there, David? What is that slogan, black man means? Help. Yeah, black man matters. That's it. And they are using it to intimidate us into submission, and hordes of them. And you've got, they're intimidating you as a group. And they get bigger and bigger and bigger. They see that they're getting somewhere with this. You're emboldening it. Not if I was the head of the crowd with you. Not a bit. It may be too late to help you, but Lenin's the father of communism. Said it was be a great mistake to think that concession means peace. You're not going to get concession. There's no such thing. It gets worse. You're emboldening the bully. It always works, whether it's your wife, your kids, and your dog. Even your dog can intimidate you to not know what to do. You have to call in the dog whisperer. And then you screech because he's picking up the dog and being firm with it. And you're identified with a dog. So what happens to the dog is happening to you. Oh, don't hurt my dog. It's not the dog. You've identified with the dog. See? So what intimidates you, identify with it. And that's how you've raised this man. Idiots. So now, where was it going? Oh, yes, we're talking about Lenin, the father of communism. He says it's a great mistake to think that concession means peace. And nothing of the kind, he says. Concession, he said, is a new form of warfare. Or, in other words, he means war by political means. See, another way of saying this is that a fight with your wife that leads to a feeble concession because you want sex and you don't want the trouble anymore, leads to a war where the loser loses his freedom to his wife or vice versa, and then can become mentally ill or run away as retreating in warfare and looking for someone to love him or someone to do to him what was done, do to them what was done to him. And he becomes the bully, the seducer, seductress. And we do this to each other. We do unto others what was done to us. That is the chain of command. And so when that chain of command is not just household stuff and not something in the factory where things get multiplied and everybody turns it on each other, and there's two forms, one good people, a small amount, and the bad ones, plenty. They juxtapose against each other. And then a small band of good people can wipe the floor with 100 times, 1,000 times as many. And that's what I want you to do. You've inherited Christianity. Christianity is Jewish. Jesus is Jewish. And salvation comes from the Jews. He's Jewish. And I didn't have to change my religion to accept him. Thank you. I'm doing his work. Support my program. Be right back. Oh, yes, a commercial. Now, look, please. I've got a few notes. There's millions of people listen to me. Why aren't them and like my program? Oh, I listen to him, and don't listen to me. I'm not entertaining. I'm not meant to be an entertainer. I want to help you entertain some ideas which will set you free and make you better and lose all your sicknesses and diseases and come together as husband and wife again and father and mother. That's it. Thank you very much. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Or call 800-877-3227, business hours, West Coast time. Or the better still, make the FHU.com website your radio station.